Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. This is the second set of recordings from the Book of Revelation. We have two more after this. We will have finished the Read the Word for 2022. Now, in this session, we'll be reading verses or chapters 6 through 11. Let me give us a little overview at the beginning of what that's going to be. Chapter 6 is the opening of the six seals. Of course, this is all during the 7 years of tribulation. Each one of those seals will have its own part. Chapter 7 is the 144,000 and the great multitude, the mid-tribulation saints caught up to the throne. So this is a second rapture. Now, there's a bunch of people, like, when you say second rapture, they're like, what? Well, listen, as we say all the time here on Community of Faith, make sure you study the Bible, not somebody's book. Now, somebody's book helps you study the Bible, okay, but the Bible's the final authority, not Dr. Reverend anybody. I mean, I'm reading to you right now out of Dr. Hilton Sutton's book called Revelation Revealed. Dr. Sutton was a mighty man of God who studied this for 60 years, personal friends with all the prime ministers from Golda Meir and Menachem Begin. I mean, the guy was there. But as you study this teaching, you say it's just conjecture. It's just your thoughts. It's assumption. So you got to have chapter and verse, and that's what we're doing. He's got a really cool timeline in the study book right here. If you want to get one of these study books and his teaching, you can go to HiltonSutton.org, HiltonSutton.org, and you can order it. I think it's like $125 or something, but it's worth every penny of it. You will love the study. And at some point here in the month of January, we will be going through the Book of Revelation right here in the Community of Faith. Just send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can find my email address right down there. And we'll be glad to get you connected to it. It's going to be good. So chapter 6 is the seven seals, six seals. Chapter 7 is 144,000. Chapters 8, 9, and 10 are the seven trumpets, and then the four woes, all right? So you'll get there, and we'll be the woes. That's what we're going to get ready to study right now. During the tribulation period, the church has already been caught up. In chapter 4 and 5, we saw, you could see us around the throne, and all of our angels, all those angels couldn't be around the throne if you and I wasn't around the throne. So we're caught up to heaven. You know, let me give you another thought here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, is Paul speaking by the Holy Spirit to the Thessalonian church about the catching away of the saints, the rapture. And it doesn't say rapture, but it talks of that process of catching away. And Paul says in verse number 7, verse number 8, let me see, get my finger on it exactly. He says that 7, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, capital he, who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. You and I are the restraining force on this earth. The enemy, the Antichrist, cannot do what he wants to do until he, Jesus, you and me, we are part of the groom, Jesus, the head of the church, the body of the Christ, are taken out of his way. We're the restraining force. Make sure every day you speak life and life more abundantly over every part of every city that you're in, every part of your business, your ministry. Everywhere you go in your city, raise your hand to every apartment complex and speak life. You never know who's going to be needing life as you drive by, and you'll reap that soul as you sow life in your city. We're in Revelation chapter 6, verse number 1. I'm going to work real hard to not teach or preach. Now, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." I wish I had that voice. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to be conquered. But he had to have a crown given to him. So this isn't Jesus. Jesus already has a crown. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come and see." Another horse, fiery red, went out. And it was granted to one who sat on, "Take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another." And there was given to him a great sword. Well, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, not Jesus. Verse 5, when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse. He sat on it, had a pair of scales in his hand, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him, given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beast of the earth. Now pause. If you miss the rapture, this is what will be happening on the earth. Do not miss the rapture. Do not miss the rapture. If you are listening to this video and you have found that you did miss the rapture, I'm believing God that all of my videos, no matter what they do, will play no matter what. According to my faith, it'll be unto me. I'm saying my videos will stay, and the videos of every great teacher of the Word of God will stay. And that those of you in the tribulation that are still on this earth because you missed the rapture will be able to be born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, start pouring in the gifts of the Spirit and the things of God, and get everyone around you saved and have a big revival. 144,000 Jewish evangelists are going to be working hard, and you can be a part of helping them, even though you missed the rapture. Those of you that's hearing this today in 2023, don't miss the rapture. I'm in Revelation 6, 9. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. That's the martyrs of the tribulation. They cried out with a loud voice saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. Verse number 12, I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. The stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it's shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll. Can you imagine? I mean, look out here right now. I got a beautiful North Dakota blue sky. Can you imagine that just beginning to roll back like a scroll all across the earth? Whew. People on the earth are going to completely freak when that happens. Verse 14, I'm in 6:14. The sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up. Every mountain and island was moved out of its place. Kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave, every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us. Hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Everyone on earth will see him. Do what it takes now to walk with God every day. Do what it takes now. Let's have a drink of coffee. Chapter 7. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. I saw another angel ascending from heaven, having the seal of a living God. He cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. The tribe of Judah, 12,000. Tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Tribe of Gad, 12,000. Tribe of Asher, 12,000. Tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. Tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. The tribe of Simeon, 12,000, sealed. The tribe of Levi, 12,000, sealed. The tribe of Issachar, 12,000, sealed. The tribe of Zebulun, 12,000, sealed. The tribe of Joseph, 12,000, sealed. The tribe of Benjamin, 12,000, sealed. Even though the tribes did wrong, God promised that he would always be with them, and he will not fail his promise. In the book of Ezekiel, God said to the children of Israel, I'm going to do my part of changing you, not because of you, but for my own name's sake. That's what God said. And I'm going to put a new heart in you, and I'm going to give you a new spirit. I'm going to write my word in your heart for his name's sake. You and I are the generation that have the new heart and the new spirit. Let's win the world. Revelation 7:9. After these things, I looked and behold a great multitude, which no one could number. All nation, tribes, peoples, tongues, standing before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. One of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes? Where did they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones out of the great tribulation, and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. During the tribulation, you will be able to have your robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. This book, the Bible, is still working. The Holy Spirit is not removed. It'd be impossible for anybody to be saved. The church is removed. That's why now you want to pay the price now and do the work now to walk with God now, because when the church is removed, if you can't walk with God while the church is here, it's going to be really bad when the church is not here. This is difficult to do. 15. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him night and day in his temple. He who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, who's in the midst of the throne, will shepherd them and lead them to the living fountains of water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Chapter 8. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. I don't think there's any other verse that talks about silence in heaven for a half an hour. I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, threw it to the earth, and there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound the first trumpet. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. The second trumpet. The second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships on the sea were destroyed. Any ship that's there where that mountain-like item falls into the water would be destroyed. Verse 10, the third trumpet. Pause for a second. And a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Verse 12, then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound. And there will be people who live all the way through it and find a way to walk with God on the other side. Chapter 9, the fifth angel sounded. I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth. And to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Now, that's almost half a year. That's amazing. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death, and they will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. It's going to be a severe sight and sound. Verse 10, they had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tail. Their power was to hurt men for 5 months. And they had as a king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. So those woes, that woe happened in the middle of the fifth trumpet. And now we're on the sixth trumpet. This is Revelation 9:13. Guys, this is not a joke. This is real. Whether or not you understand it, read it. There's a blessing for reading it. And do what it says. Well, what is this book going to say? He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Here we go. Verse 13. The sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for this hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. 200 million. That's a big army. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. The heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. Many people have tried to translate this to be fighter jets. But anyways, 19, for their power is in their mouth and in their tails. Their tails are like serpents having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the work of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. They were still doing it. Don't be so calloused against God. Some of you have had a bad taste because of religion, but don't let that bad taste keep you from knowing God. Just because that one church or that one pastor or group of believers or whatever was weird, or they just didn't understand God effectively, and And I don't think most people in church are bad. Some of them, they just don't know and have never been taught how to find out. So I encourage you, if you're in one of those churches and you're like, man, I got to get out of this group, well, do. And then pray to God and say, God, send me to somebody who truly knows the Bible, because he'll help you. He'll send you to somebody. There are people who have moved all the way across the world just so they can be in a good church. And God paid for the whole thing. Listen to him. Walk with him. Dwell with him. And whether or not you get church figured out, you will get God figured out. And if you're serious about finding out God, God will help you understand what the church is. The ecclesia. It's not a church building. It's God's governing body of authority made up of the body of Christ on this earth. I've gone to preaching. Revelation 10. Remember, blessed is he who hears prophecy read or reads it out loud himself. There's a blessing on you for that. And then do what it says. Walk with God. Chapter 10. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from the cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right hand, his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. Verse 7. But in those days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he's about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophet. It's an interesting statement, isn't it? 8. And then to top it all off, like Ezekiel, God said to John, then the voice which I heard from the heaven spoke to me again and said, go take the little book, which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. I went to the angel and said, give me the little book. He said to me, take it and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but it'll be as sweet as honey in your mouth. I took the little book out of the angel's hand, ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. John's prophecy. Here we go. Chapter 11, the two witnesses. Now remember, all through the tribulation, the woes happening, and everything's going on. The mark of the beast, we're going to see that in a little bit. The mark of the beast comes out about halfway through the tribulation. Two witnesses come out, and they come out and say, you got this many days left. And then the next day they say, you got this many days left. And then they say, you got this many days left. Let's read it right here in Revelation chapter 11. We're still supposed to be doing this, right? Yeah. Verse 1. Let me take a drink of water here. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod. And the angel stood saying, rise, measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court, which is outside the temple. Do not measure it, for it's been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months, 3.5 years. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. Woo! It's a long time to wear sackcloth. All right? 1,260 days. That's 3.5 years. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over the waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with all the plagues as often as they desire. 1,260 days, 3.5 years. When they finish their testimony, the beast descends out of the bottomless pit, will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Well, that's interesting, because he was crucified outside of the city and in Jerusalem, and the city will be called Sodom and Egypt. Interesting things that's got to happen yet in order for that statement to be true. Verse 9, I want to talk about all this, but we got to just read. Come back in January. Make sure you stay connected to us. And later on in January, we'll go through this whole book and hear all of it taught very, very well. Verse 9, then those from the people, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into a grave. That's an interesting thing. Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth for 3.5 years. I mean, literally, they're literally going to say, you have 1,260 days left, and then the camera will be on them. And they're going to say, you have 1,259 days left, and the camera will be on them. And they're going to say, you have 1,258 days left. They're going to be preaching. Now think about this. That's going to make everybody angry. And anytime someone tries to come and kill them, fire proceeds from their mouth and wipes out the person. And so everybody on the earth that is wicked will hate them. Well, verse 10 says, and when they die, they're going to be like, no, don't bury them. Let them lay there and rot and keep the camera on them. All right? And they're going to send gifts to each other, and they're going to rejoice. Verse 11. Now, after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet. I love this. And great fear fell on those who saw them. The whole world will see them. Everybody's going to have a phone just like this, and they're going to be having that on there going, oh, my Lord. And then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here, and they'll be after you. Another rapture. See what happens when you actually read the Bible for what it actually says? All of a sudden you get great revelation. Don't judge those who didn't teach you this. Just move now with the Spirit of God who's filling us with wisdom and his power. And they ascend to heaven, and their enemies saw them. Verse 13, the same hour there was a great earthquake. A tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. Wow. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. Verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there was a loud voice in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Very interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. Don't look up without putting your finger down. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you've taken your great power and reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Verse 19. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple, and there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, and earthquake, and great hail. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word, the book of Revelation, today. Now, let's do this. Let's think about everything that we just learned right here, okay? Because you and I are, we're on this side of all of this wickedness. And you and I can make a decision today that not only are we not going to be there, we're going to do our part to help everybody who's around us not be there. Because when you think about this, this is the wrath of God. Now, there's verses all through the New Testament and the Bible that says God reserves his wrath for his enemies. Whom the Lord loves, he does chasten. But that is not beat. That is not afflict. No, he corrects you. And as long as you receive the correction he gives you, it's not bad. You just correct him. And you learn to say, yes, sir. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Those of you that are listening to me today in 2023, just obey God. Walk with him. Not the church. Not your denomination. Walk with God. Pick this book up and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and circle and highlight everything that Jesus says about my Father or the Father. Because that's why Jesus came to this earth, is to show us the Father and crush the power of the enemy. And he did it. And he's here to give you and I life right now today. In Jesus' mighty name. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I encourage you to pray this prayer of salvation with me right now. Now remember, you can't repeat words and get an automatic ticket to heaven. It's not words. It's not in the saying of words you get to heaven. I'm going to lead you in words, I've been trained at how to lead people to Jesus, helped thousands of people come to God. But it's because deep inside they mean the words I'm leading them in. And it'll work for you right now. Do you mean this? From the depths of your heart, in 2 minutes, you'll be right with God and ready for eternity with him. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, you say, I know I need you in my life every day. You say. And according to John 3:16, you said, when I believe in you, I would have everlasting life. So Jesus, here's my statement of faith. I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me. Say, put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you. Welcome to the kingdom of God. You might say, Pastor, something's going on the inside of me. Yeah, it is. What is it? It's God Almighty just came to fill you. Yep. You said Jesus come in, so he did. This is what's amazing. You don't have to confess every sin you've ever committed. How would you ever remember them? Nobody could. So Jesus said to as many as receive me, that gives the power to become the children of God. And you just did it. You just received Jesus. All right. We'll turn down the ringer now. Thank you for being a part of this program. Now think about this. You might say, Pastor, where do I find the rules to being a Christian? There are none. Open this book. Get your Bible. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the teaching of Jesus. And the book of Acts, that's the beginning of the church. Read those books. And as you go through, just circle. Get a pen. Wait, some of you don't believe that you can actually circle in your Bible and still be right with God. You can see on my pages. I've got many things. Why? This is my guide, my textbook to heaven. That's why I like this Bible. Because it's got lots of room on the outside of the page to make notes and circle and draw a line and make statements that while somebody's teaching that they say that'll help me understand what's in this book. Because as I read the next time, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember that statement. Yeah. This is your guidebook. This book isn't so holy you can't read it. There's a whole group of believers that's never read their Bible because they were told, only the priest can read it. It'll make you go crazy. Isn't it something that Jesus said, when you know the truth sets you free? I know the priest said you'll go crazy, but that's not in this book. That's what man taught you. Get your Bible. Begin to read it. And we'll be with you. When you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, say, Father, help me walk with you. And he will. All day long. Talk to the Father as if he's with you because he's in here leading you from the inside out. and it'll be a blessing to you. It'll be a blessing. Click like, subscribe, hit the bell, send me an email, ask me a question, give me a prayer request, tell me your story, send me an email, hcpreacherman@gmail.com. Like, seriously, do it. You'll find my email right down there. Share this video with somebody else and be a part of it. Most of all, stick with us. And in another, not this next week, probably the third week of January, we're going to do the book of Revelation right here on this program in the evening, 8 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. And we'll be going through the book of Revelation, and we want you to be with us. And it'll be a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, which with YouTube, and be in 2 minutes, you can just close this out and open another one. This is what we say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. Right here on Read the Word.
Gathering up the thread. The law of the Spirit of life and Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin.